Now, before the festival of the Passover, Jesus knew that his hour had come to depart from this world and go to the Father. Having loved his own who were in the world, he loved them to the end. The devil had already put it into the heart of Judas, son of Simon Iscariot, to betray him. And during supper, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he had come from God and was going to God, got up from the table, took off his outer robe, and tied a towel around himself. Then he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel that was tied around him. He came to Simon Peter, who said to him, "Lord, are you going to wash my feet?" Jesus answered, "You do not know now what I am doing, but later you will understand." Peter said to him, "You will never wash my feet." Jesus answered, "Unless I wash you, you have no share with me." Simon Peter said to him, "Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my head." Jesus said to him, "One who has bathed does not need to wash except for the feet, but is entirely clean. And you are clean, though not all of you." For he knew who was to betray him. For this reason, he said, "Not all of you are clean." After he had washed their feet, had put on his robe, and had returned to the table, he said to them, "Do you know what I have done for you? You call me teacher and Lord, and you are right, for that is what I am. So if I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also ought to wash one another's feet. For I have set you as an example, that you also should do as I have done. Very truly I tell you, servants are not greater than their master, nor are messengers greater than the one who sent them. If you know these things, you are blessed if you do them. Now the Son of Man had been glorified, and God had been glorified in him. If God has been glorified in him, God will also glorify him in himself and will glorify him at once. Little children, I am with you only a little longer. You will look for me, and as I said to the Jews, so now I say to you, where I am going, you cannot come. I give you a new commandment, that you love one another, just as I have loved you. You also should love one another. By this, everyone will know that you are my disciples, if you have love for one another." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. Brothers and sisters in Christ, grace to you and peace from God the Father, and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Welcome to the Holy 3 days. Tonight, Maundy Thursday. Maundy, for those of you who don't yet know, is from the Latin word mandatum, from which we get the word mandate or commandment. And so the whole purpose of this night is Jesus' command to love. He tells the disciples at his Last Supper, "You need to love as I have loved." And all 12 of them were there. All 12 disciples, at that last meal with Jesus, at that last meal, when Jesus had precious little time to explain any last-minute instructions to them, there are all sorts of things he could have told them. He could have told them, "You need to get the doctrine right." He could have told them, "You have to be perfect." He could have told them who to associate with and who not to associate with. But instead, there's something wrong with the microphone. Instead of any of those things, he said, you need to love the way I love. You know what? Come on down.
This is better. He could have told them to do anything, and he was obviously distressed by that last night. He knew what was coming. And he told them, I'm commanding you to walk. Now, lest we think this is kind of a warm, fuzzy thing, Jesus also knew that all 12 of them were going to fail. John chapter 13, in its entirety, includes the story of how Judas betrayed Jesus. And Jesus tells of dipping the bread in the wine, and that as soon as Judas took the bread, Jesus said, go put it to sleep. And Judas thought, to betray Jesus. And at the end of chapter 13 in John, again, it's not an electionary text tonight, so we missed this. At the end of chapter 13, Jesus tells Peter, before the cock crows three times, you're going to deny me. And then after someone had left the garden, in Matthew and Mark's gospel say, the disciples fell asleep on Jesus 3 times. They all failed. And yet he had that meal with them. He served them. He washed their feet. Wash Peter's feet, knowing that Peter is going to deny, even denying him. Jesus, who? Me? No. I've never seen him before. But he washed Peter's feet. And Peter, like usual, gets it wrong. He thinks, no, you're washing my feet. I know you're Jesus. You are way too good to wash my feet. And Jesus says, if I can't wash your feet, you can't have any burden. And so Peter says, we'll give you back. But Jesus says, no, just let me wash your feet. But then he tells all the disciples, now we need to go serve other people. That's what he tells them. But still, there is the question. Because Judas but he tried to get the money back. He committed suicide. He was an angry man because he knew he did wrong. He knew he failed Jesus. Would Jesus afford him any less grace than he afforded the thief on the cross? He said, "We have sinned, but this man has done nothing wrong." And Jesus said, "Today, you will be with me in paradise." Would Jesus afford Judas less grace? What's the God say? What's the God say? But we know that he did not become the rock of the church, a foundational preacher after the resurrection, when the Holy Spirit touched him, and then the church was on fire, and Peter was on fire. Because of the grace of God that kept plugging on through Peter beyond the resurrection. The grace of God that is here for us tonight. Jesus commands us, like the disciples, to go out and serve, to go love. This is also judge our neighbor. This is love your neighbor. So think about how the life of yourself. Can you think of a time when you intentionally chose the path of love, when you knew you had several options? Did you say to yourself, "Self, I belong to Jesus, so I should choose a loving response in this situation"?
Where
1960s, he was involved in helping put the community of Lutheran and Orthodox Church together. And so they did all of the studies and back and forth before he was going to create a new hymnal. And this church, AOC, in the late 1960s, said we're going to have an open community today. And that was on the river. That was really on the river, even the AOC. And the reason it came about was because the follow pastors to a member of the tonight in 1 Corinthians chapter 11. What we read tonight is the institution of the Lord's Supper, where I received from the Lord what I was supposed to do, the Lord was to make it to the church of bread, and they did the next book that this is our body, and we do the Lord's meeting, the same way, took the cup, so this cup is a new covenant, related to Moses' old covenant, related to the covenant to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, and David. This is the new covenant.
Do this to the of the world. Remember, we talked before.
number of people, the size of the church, the number of